Thank you, Mr. Chair. We take the floor on our national capacity. Achieving global nuclear disarmament is Indonesia's top priority. Pending to the achievement and a state that has renounced nuclear weapon, we stress the urgent need to establish negative security assurances. For many decades, we have consistently reiterated our call for the establishment of NSA that are effective, universal, unconditional, non-discriminatory, and irrevocable. These assurances must be legally binding to ensure comprehensive and equitable protection for all states, reflecting our long-standing commitment to global security and stability. The absence of the legally binding NSA regime gives NPT third party a justification for acquiring nuclear material and advancing nuclear weapon technology for the self-defense. This absence highlights the critical need for a comprehensive and enforceable framework to prevent the proliferation of nuclear weapons. Therefore, we firmly believe that NSA has been considered highly important since the negotiation of the NPT in 1960. These assurances have been a continuous topic of discussion, not only within the NPT framework, but also in various other disarmament platforms, including the Conference on Disarmament. This ongoing dialogue underscores the significance of NSA in the broader context of global disarmament effort. Mr. Chair, in the context of Conference on Disarmament, we welcome the positive development that the conference has finally achieved consensus on the decision regarding the program of work. The adoption of the decision has led to the establishment of 5 subsidiary bodies, including one on NSA. It is our hope that this subsidiary body could produce a consensual report that will be beneficial in advancing substantive progress and resuming the negotiation process, particularly on the NSA. This progress represents a promising development in international security and disarmament, showcasing our collective commitment to advancing global peace and stability. Mr. Chair, we appreciate and acknowledge the NSA given by nuclear weapon state, albeit unilaterally, through legally binding instrument like Protocol to Nuclear Weapon Free Zone or through politically binding instrument. We also recognize the establishment of nuclear weapon free zone, which now encompasses over 100 countries, including those in Southeast Asia region. In this context, Indonesia emphasizes the importance of conducting direct consultation between nuclear weapon state and parties of the Songfest Treaty. This ongoing dialogue will facilitate the early accession of nuclear weapon state to protocol of the Songfest Treaty. Indonesia hopes that the signing of the protocol can be achieved soon. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.